What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Carlene, with Strong with Carlene, helping you guys become strong every day. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday. Feliz lunesito. Espero que te la estés pasando bien ahora, amiga. Ahora, por favor. Ahora vamos a tener un día tan bonito, tan espectacular. We're going to have a spectacular, amazing day today. It's going to be amazing. Why? Because your thoughts are going to be positive today. We have no time to be thinking like negative Nancy's. We don't got time for that. Remember, whatever you're constantly thinking, that's what you're going to attract. We have no time for that, girlfriend. No tenemos tiempo para eso. Nada negativo en nuestra vida ahorita. Nothing. Because, girl, in this life, the only thing I'm attracting is positive vibes. I'm only attracting money. I'm only going to attract success because we don't got time for that. You know, one thing that I used to do back in the days, and I'm like, why is everything going bad for me? Why? And I kept saying those things, right? Remember, your tongue is a powerful tool. Whatever you say comes back to you. So I recently had an amazing person that DM'd me, and I actually did a poll, right? I did a poll and I said, what kind of day are you going to have today? I wrote, I'm going to have a fantastic day. I'm going to have a day full of abundance. And I wrote everything else. And then I got a DM saying, I'm going to have a day full of anxiety. Girl, when I saw that, I was like, I literally saw that. I was like, why would you say that? So in my head, we don't talk like that around here. We don't call sicknesses. We don't manifest anxiety. We don't talk about that stuff here. The only thing we talk about here in this house, if you're in my circle, you know I don't like to gossip. You know I don't like to talk bad about anything. You know I don't like to talk bad about myself, or I like to talk bad about anything because I don't want to attract that. So the first thing I said, girl, you are going to have anxiety because you're putting it out there that you're going to have anxiety. Hello, you know, so I said, yes, you are gonna have a day full of anxiety because you just literally put that out there. And the thing is like, guys, I'm very straightforward. I will tell you, and I don't like to sugarcoat anything because I'm only looking out for you guys. But from now on, guys, I don't need you guys to be like, because I'm telling you this right now, okay? Let's wait for una razón. When you wake up in the morning, you don't automatically say, oh my God, I hate my job or I hate this. If you don't like it, change it, you know, because it's not that easy. It actually is really that easy. If you don't like something, then change it. Or if you can't change it because for whatever reason, then change your perspective about it. Look at the positive things about your job. Number one, it can be like your job is providing for you. You might not like where you want to be right now because of your job, but you know what? You're grateful for the fact that you do have a job, because there's a lot of people out there right now that don't have jobs, that can't get a job, and they wish they had any type of job just to provide for their families. So guys, we need to stop with that negative mentality when you guys first wake up, because that's not how you want to start your week. That's not how you want to start your day. And for me, I always wake up, today I'm having an amazing day. I don't know what God has for me, but I'm excited for it. And whatever challenges come my way, they're going to be easy challenges. They're going to be amazing challenges because I can overcome anything. How does that sound to you guys? Like, that sounds amazing, right? That sounds like, dude, she's going to have a good day. And things, you guys can all have that. And that's why we're always like, how come you're always so happy, Carlene? Because I start my day like that. I'm literally setting up my day. Like, I'm already putting it out there that I'm going to have an amazing day. So guess what? I'm going to have an amazing day. Pero si digo, voy a tener un día lleno de ansiedad. Well, girlfriend, I'm going to have a day full of anxiety. If I say I'm going to have a full day of anxiety, that's what I'm going to attract. So that's why when I do my stories and I do everything on my social media, I always say, you guys have an amazing day full of abundance, success. Like, I'm setting you guys up for that day, you know? Even though sometimes I'll get the messages like, well, I'm going through this. I'm not going to have a good day. Well, no, you're not going to have a good day because you're not saying that you're going to have a good day. The thing is, guys, we have to change the way we say things, the way we word things, and the way things come out from us, right? So that is one thing. Like, even when it comes to money, you can never say, oh my God, I'm so broke. You can't say that. You have to say, I'm not where I want to be at today, but I'm so excited because God is my provider and God is going to provide for me in every type of way so my money never runs out. You have to speak like you already have it, and you have to have faith that God is always going to be your provider in every type of way. You see the difference compared to somebody that always says really bad things about themselves. Like, for example, another thing too, if you're constantly telling yourself that you're fat, guess what? Everybody else is going to see you like that. But if you wake up every single morning and say, you know what? Today's going to be an amazing day. I look amazing. I love what I'm doing. I love the changes that I am doing in my diet that are going to get me to my goal. I see it already. I can feel it. I'm happy where I'm at today. I love the way my clothes is fitting. You know what? I'm so, so excited for today, and I'm so, so excited for how I'm looking. Dude, you're like a plant. You have to water it and love it at the same time. So, amiga, por favor, ya no que hablar mal de nosotras. Like, it's not, we can't be talking bad about ourselves anymore. And the thing is like, I feel like a lot of us, we tend to forget that it's like, same thing when it comes to a relationship, a man or whatever, right? Like, oh my God, I'm never going to find a man. Well, girl, you're never going to find a man if you keep talking like that. You have to say, you know what? The perfect man is going to come at the right time. But I know right now, I'm just getting ready for the time that he's coming. I've heard this so much when a lot of girls are like, well, pray that I find a man. I said, well, girl, you have to believe that he's already there, but you have to work on yourself, because just the way you're praying for him, he's praying for you too. So get ready, start working on yourself and be the best version of yourself. So guys, tenemos que empezar de hablar positivo en nuestra vida. Like, we need to really speak positive into our life. And that's one thing that helps me become strong, is this amazing woman that I am. You know, I never speak really bad about myself. I used to. And when I remember I used to do that, a lot of bad things would happen to me. Why? Because I was calling it to me. No, and I used to be like, why are these bad things happening to me? Well, girl, that's what you're constantly talking about. You're constantly complaining about that stuff that you don't have instead of being grateful for what you have, because that is the way God is going to provide for you. And that is the way that God is like listening. You know what? She's grateful for this. Le voy a mandar más. That's what I do. When God sends me clients and, you know, he gives me more sales, I'm like, thank you so much, God, for providing, but I want more and I'm deserving of more. Yo sí le pido. And it's not bad to ask God for what you want, guys. It's never feel bad. Never say like, oh, I just need $100 to pay for my rent, right? $100 or whatever it is that you need. Guys, I don't ask God for $100. I ask God for millions of dollars. I said, God, thank you so much for providing those millions of dollars for me. With these millions of dollars, I'm going to be able to help more families like I promised you. So thank you so much, God, for providing. Guys, I don't ask for small numbers. I ask for the big numbers because I know I'm worthy of those numbers. So when you guys ask God for something, ask him for good stuff. Don't always settle. That's one thing. Never settle, guys. But today we're going to start with a positive mindset, guys. Number one, every single day you need to be waking up being grateful. Be grateful for the day that you have. Be grateful for the car, even if it's not the car that you like. Even if it's not the car that you wanted. Even if it's not the job that you wanted. Even if it's not the outfit that you wanted to wear that day or the way you feel, be grateful at every second of your life. Trust me when I tell you this, guys. Cuando te levantas así, you start attracting beautiful things into your life. And it comes with anything. That's one thing that I always, like, first thing in the morning I wake up, I'm like, God, thank you so much for another beautiful day. Thank you for providing for me. Thank you for this beautiful bed that I'm in. Thank you for this beautiful house that I'm in. I'm so, so grateful, God, but I'm so excited for the new house that we're getting. I'm so excited for all the new possibilities that you're providing my way. Guys, and that is my superpower. So today, guys, we're going to wake up with a positive mindset. We're going to wake up getting excited for the new things that are coming our way, and because God is blessing us every single day. But you have to be grateful in order for him to provide for you. Remember, when you're ungrateful, no te va a mandar lo que quieres porque todavía no lo aprecias. You're not grateful for it. It's no different than when our parents, you know, when we teach our kids, hey, be grateful for what you have, and they're not appreciated, guess what? We don't provide even more, because no, you have to learn your lesson first. So today, we're starting with the positive mindset. Today, we're going to be go-getters. Today, we're going to be excited for what we're getting. And today, we are going to be grateful for everything that God has provided for us, because we're about to getting more. So we're not thinking that we have anxiety. We're not thinking that we are not good enough. We're not thinking that we're not beautiful enough. We are amazing. We are beautiful. We're goddesses. Somos unas mujeres luchadoras. Y tenemos todo por delante por nosotros. We have what it takes. So today, we are strong, we are fearless, but most importantly, we are stronger every day. Bye, guys. Have a beautiful day.